Welcome to another installment of This Period in Particles Custom RPG. This is episode 3, serving as a definitive hitchhiking guide to all that is PC RPG. This episode also contains 214 calories, so if you're on a diet, you might want to turn this off. I'm coming to you this time in 96 kilohertz sampled sound, which is kind of cool. It allows for clearer overall vocals. However, I will make an MP3 version available as well, since only Ogvorbis seems to support 96 kilohertz as far as common formats go. As far as PCRPG itself, I'll go ahead and get started with that now. A few things have happened since the last episode. Probably the most dramatic thing is the whole who copied what fiasco. In addition to this topic, I'll also be discussing the current state of PCRPG for Tribes 1, including the admin spam issue just for you, Tark. Finally, I'd like to give some words about the progress of PCRPG Source, the Half-Life 2 RPG that I've been working on for the past month or so. The whole form of flattery topic really got way out of hand. All I was doing was expressing my annoyance that there were so many other servers using my name. That was going to be it in a whole nutshell. I was simply venting my disapproval on my own custom RPG resource, community resources. As a result of the news article, however, two server owners changed their names to more original creations, and I'd like to thank those people at Ravens and Paradox's servers for being so reasonable in that respect. I wasn't calling for their names to be changed, I never even contacted them about it, but they decided to create unique names for their servers on their own merit, and I highly respect that. This topic, unfortunately, spawned an unholy Goliath of a nightmare with Sinister Server. He based his server, at least to my knowledge this is correct, he based a server on a mod that Tark had made that was heavily influenced on my server. Tark was making a copy of PCRPG in a lot of ways, in case my server went down permanently during the bad lag we were having last month. I don't know why you guys would think my server was going to go down. I hadn't said anything to that effect, and I've been around for over 5 years, guys. I'm here to stay unless I make my exit known. Anyway, Tark's mod eventually veered away after he learned about the fact that I'll release my source code if I ever decide to stop hosting, so there was no point to it. He started making it, he encompassed it into his own custom atmosphere of a mod, but the original featured a lot of the nifty features of my server, as well as Centuria and other zones that I have. I mean, like I said, Sinister started off on an early version of that imitation mod and worked from there. He had also copied my server rules word for word, stuff like that. To my amazement, I was actually being made out as the bad guy for pointing all this stuff out. People were complaining to me from more than one server, even. It seemed to me that these people continually missed the point that I was trying to make for days, thinking that I was just trying to either shut down their servers or claiming that their works were physically stolen from me in their entirety. That's just not the case. I tried to clearly state it from the beginning that I encourage other server owners. I mean, hey, every server improves the community. And that my cause wasn't in the interest of shutting anyone down. I personally think that other servers force everyone to achieve a new level of excellence. The misconceptions raged on for a few days across two forums and a lot of private messages, but it eventually worked itself out. I tried to explain my points again and again in different ways, and I think people finally started to understand where I was really coming from the whole time, well, maybe with the exception of Eurosian. I can't remember that guy's name. Anyway, the one that came onto my forum. I just say, let it go. The problems have been sorted out, and it won't do anybody any good to continue the debate. I'm happy because, I mean, my concerns were met, and I don't think there are any other problems with, you know, the features that remain, such as custom bot naming. I'm not going to argue over that. Their system's totally original, and that's just something I would expect from a good game, you know? Alright, enough of that. As if that last topic wasn't fun enough, I would like to talk about where I'm going with PCRPG at the moment. I'm having a clear! Oh no, alert the internets! Not really, I'm just joking. Tomorrow's April Fool's, and I'm releasing this on the 31st, so I thought I'd throw that in there. As I've probably said 200 or 300 times to various people over the last couple of years, there will be no clear without a definite advance warning on the main page of PCRPG.org. I will give a couple weeks notice, at least, in case of this event. However, I currently have absolutely no plans on doing one in the foreseeable future. Just for the record, the last clear was over 500 days ago, so it isn't like a clear very often. Don't worry about it. It seems that those kind of rumors always seem to creep up every month or two. As for PCRPG itself, I'm still working on fixing that admin spam issue that's been blocking a lot of the more entertaining quests at the moment. Hopefully listeners, I'm working on fixing that problem. As you know, I've got a totally different admin system that's less susceptible to hacking than base Tribes RPG has. It looks the same on the outside to the players, use the same commands, use them the same way, everything like that. But internally, it's entirely different. The whole thing with the admin spam issue is that I had missed updating a part in ComChat, the part that checks for spam and allows admins to continue. Whenever I update that part that checks for spam to make an exception for the admins, it tends to make Tribes crash for some reason. I have no idea why, because it doesn't make sense for it to. It somehow causes memory errors, and Tribes rolls over and dies in a pool of its own saliva, stuff like that. I've really never seen anything like it before. Not even whenever ComChat has an error in it, and you just can't talk, which, you know, it cripples the game, but Tribes still runs. This is worse than that, for some reason. I'll try and get that fixed soon, though. And whenever that happens, I'll also be rolling out the updated tent restrictions that have helped so much, according to the couple players that I've asked. Now, for a few words on PCRPG Source. I've been wanting to start this project for a long time. I came up with it about 2 years ago, probably. Originally, I intended to use Unreal Tournament 2004 as an engine. I then switched to Half-Life 2, also known as Source, and just recently found enough members to actually begin production on a serious level. A longtime friend of mine that goes by Noah Lear is heading up the 3D artwork for the game. He's experimenting with modeling in Half-Life 2 at the moment, and he's already cranked out a pretty kick-ass treasure box. It's got more than 12 polys, tribes, more like 600, actually. I kind of hope that you guys have good video cards, because I'm wanting to make this game as detailed as possible without going totally overboard and making it 1 frame per second on GeForce 7800 GTX. As far as my part, I've started on code exploration. I've done a little bit of coding, and I hope to start the major systems of my RPG within the next few weeks. I should start having some more time to do so, so that's all good. I've got a lot of good ideas about how I want the game to play out, especially on how to make it similar to Tribes RPG, only fun this time around. I'll have an interview next week set up with Noah Lear, and we'll discuss in more detail how the world is developing in a visual sense. And I'll also talk myself about where I'm going specifically with a few areas of the game, including economy and what I'm going to do about remorts. You can find it at moddb.com. The site's down right now, or I would give you the link. Just search for HL2RPG, no spaces. You should get to it. All right, time for the exiting portion of this program, the part where I bring up some shit that I, some stuff that I like. Sorry about that. And this week it's going to have to be Chutney, which is an animation at Weeble stuff. That's where I directed you guys to for the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny last time, or the time before, I can't remember. You can either go to it and go to their tune section, or you can just go to it directly if you go to www.weebls-stuff.com/tunes/chutney/. If you don't put the extra forward slash, it won't work. It's a tale for the ages about a condiment few Americans are probably familiar with. Additionally, if you like conspiracy theories, I've got another good thing for you to watch about the attacks on the World Trade Center. I'm not going to say whether I think it's true or false. I personally always like the whole UFO story, everything. It doesn't mean I believe in them. But they are interesting in any case, whether you like conspiracy theories or not. And it's available on the Google Video site. Search for either 9/11 Loose Change 2nd Edition with extra footage, or if you want to go to the URL directly, this is a long one, but you can go to video.google.com/video.play?DOC ID=-826059923762828848. Yeah, if that link doesn't work, it may be easier just to search. I'm not going to pretend that's an easy one to go to. Alright, that's all I got for you this time, guys. I'll try and finish my rewrite of my rules document to update it and everything that I've been talking about. And I'll also try and get on those things that I've discussed today. In the meantime, good luck and have fun playing in PC RPG or Oblivion, if nothing else. A very good game. See you later.